For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Vigils are being held for the victims of the mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The attack occurred inside the Tree of Life Synagogue during a baby naming ceremony. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
The scene is very bad inside. There are multiple fatalities. There are at least 6 injuries, to include 4 police officers.
A maintenance man who hid during the attack said there were 3 congregations meeting simultaneously, with as many as 100 people present at the time of the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Speaking at the annual Future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis, President Trump said anti-Semitism must be confronted everywhere it happens.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Officials haven't ruled out finding more suspicious packages in the coming days, on top of the 14 they've already found so far, sent to critics of President Trump. The police say it was the work of Caesar Sayak, and he's now under arrest. Investigators say a trail of DNA evidence left on the packages steered them towards Sayak, President Trump at a rally in Charlotte.
These terrorist actions must be prosecuted and punished to the fullest extent of the law. We all know that.
The search for evidence in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi continues. Turkey is demanding that Saudi Arabia reveal the location of Khashoggi's body and hand over suspects in his murder. A senior Turkish official is explaining the extensive charges for the 18 people who are currently being detained in Saudi Arabia. The officials have now issued an extradition warrant to the Saudis, calling for the murder trial to be held in Turkey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The British government has hit Facebook with a major fine. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The UK's privacy regulator, the Information Commissioner's Office, or ICO, following through on a threat in July to impose its maximum financial penalty on Facebook due to the misuse of user data by Cambridge Analytica. The investigation found between 2007 and 2014, Facebook processed the personal information of users unfairly by giving app developers access to their information without informed consent. The ICO fining Facebook the equivalent of over $645,000 for what it calls serious breaches of the data protection law. The ICO says it would have handed the social network an even bigger fine if it could have. The fine is just a pittance for Facebook, amounting to just barely 1% of its daily profit in the year's second quarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Imagine what you would look like with no belly button. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has a strange story to tell.
A woman in Mexico who had her belly button removed to get back at her estranged family now regrets her operation. The 23-year-old's family didn't approve of her massive tattoos, split tongue, and piercings, so she impulsively had the belly button removed and sent it to her boyfriend. She became infected. Now, 3 years later, she says she was too impulsive. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.